Good afternoon. A western Atlantic subtropical ridge will continue to build in today with increasing heights and unseasonably warm and mild air mass for early January. A cold front's going to remain west of the region today with low pressure forming and lifting north and northeast into the central Mississippi River Valley this afternoon. Clouds are going to inhibit temperatures from skyrocketing, but still well above normal near record temperatures are possible. Highs look to reach towards the mid-50s to lower 60s in the valleys and upper 40s to mid-50s over the higher terrain. We are also going to be seeing strong southerly winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 30 to 40 miles per hour, especially over the higher terrain. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, there is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central Gulf Coast and slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the lower and middle Mississippi Valley into western Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes. Heavy rain in the range of 1 to 3 inches is expected from the Tennessee Valley northeastward to the Great Lakes. Due to the slow progression of the system, storm motion will be slow and expected to track over the same area. This will become problematic as soils become saturated. A slight risk of excessive rainfall is forecast over parts of the Tennessee Valley and lower Mississippi Valley northeastward to the western Ohio Valley and parts of the Great Lakes. The rain will produce scattered flash flooding that will be mainly localized. The most vulnerable area will be the urban areas, roads, and small streams, with isolated significant flash flooding possible. And additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has forecast an enhanced risk of severe weather for parts of the central Gulf Coast, lower Mississippi Valley, and Tennessee Valley. The past 24-hour lower 48 temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Cotulla in Zapata, Texas, with a low temperature of negative 36 at Lake Cabitogama in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with highs near 60 and breezy. In Boston, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60, breezy there as well, and in Buffalo, breezy conditions and patchy fog as well as some rain showers as highs look to be near 60 degrees. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 30 degrees while the average low is 14. The record high of 57 was set back in 1975 and 1924 while the record low of negative 25 was set back in 1968. Today's sunrise was at 7:24 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:41 p.m. That's 9 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a difference of an additional 1 minute and 22 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with the chance for some light rain showers. We are looking at some breezy conditions, but highs look to approach near the mid-50s for the night tonight. Rain showers looking to continue as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions with highs near 60 degrees for the night tonight. Rain showers looking likely with the chance for maybe even some thunderstorms as temperatures look to drop down overnight near the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for some showers later in this afternoon as highs look to be near 60 degrees for tonight. Showers with even the potential for some thunderstorms look to stick around as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon, and with a slight chance for some showers later on in the day as highs look to reach near the mid-50s. For the night tonight, rain showers and possibly some thunderstorms as temperatures drop down near the low 50s. And for the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to the southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at cloudy skies, but the chance for some showers to develop mainly after 5 o'clock, as our highs look to be near 60 degrees. Breezy conditions look to continue, and for the night tonight, rain showers looking to continue with the chance for some thunderstorms as temperatures look to drop down near the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, the cold front moves east of the region, bringing with it some rain showers early on in the day. Temperatures look to start out in the low 60s and upper 50s and look to gradually drop by the end of the day heading into Sunday night. We turn to partly cloudy skies with temperatures near the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselbeck.